Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. On a weather day, always get the latest weather information no matter where you get it from. Today we've got some serious weather blasting through. General Mills reported impressive financial results, surpassing expectations. Company's revenue also exceeded forecasts at $4.86 billion. That's $80 million above projections. They have an operating margin of 16.4%. Why? Packaged food. That's what consumers are buying. General Mills produces snacks, cereals, convenient meals, dough, baking mixes, and ingredients, pet food, and super premium ice cream. Their brands include Nature Valley, Cheerios, Old El Paso, Pillsbury, Betty Crocker, Blue Buffalo, and Häagen-Dazs. General Mills looking pretty profitable here in the short term anyway. A proposed merger worth up to $85 billion between the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern lost the support of two unions that represent over 50% of the affected workers. The Associated Press has reported the employees are concerned the merger would eliminate a large number of jobs and lead to significant safety concerns. Disruptions because of the merger would also raise shipping rates and consumer prices. The deal would create the first transcontinental railroad in U.S. history, and the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen and the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division are among the deal's most prominent critics. They aren't alone. Joining a coalition including the American Chemistry Council, a number of agricultural groups, and competing railroad BNSF in raising concerns that the merger would hurt competition. Surface Transportation Board will take input to determine whether the arrangement is in the public interest. The Ag Department's plan to relocate thousands of staff members and consolidate dozens of offices has received overwhelmingly negative feedback. Government executive reports that employees, lawmakers, and stakeholders say it could lead to a brain drain in the nation's capital due to a loss of employees not wanting to relocate, which may mean significant disruptions in farmer support programs. The agency has only 10% of its workforce currently in the D.C. area. The department wants to relocate about 2,600 of those employees to new locations. National Corn Growers Association announced the winners of the 2025 Yield Contest. David Hula, Charles City, Virginia, 572.25 bushels per acre in strip-till irrigated. A complete list of winners can be found at ncga.com/yieldcontest. Winners will be honored at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, at the end of February. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.